everybody, Mike Lawson here with C Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference. And in this clip, we have BCU's Jim Block and CUNA's Jim Nussel gathering for a virtual fireside chat. And in this particular clip, they talk about how credit unions can ensure their relevancy, being first responders for finance during COVID, and a whole bunch more in this, actually. So really good stuff here from both Jim and Jim. So check it out.
Joining us, this is our first ever virtual CUNA Lending Conference, so very much appreciate your willingness to talk with us for a little bit about all things lending and CUNA and the uncertain future that we have in front of us. So I guess before I get started, how are you and Karen doing? How is COVID impacting the Nussel household?
You're nice to ask. You know, I probably, like a lot of people, we've been learning how to do things just a little differently than we did before. Everything from how we go to work, how we work together in the same house, sometimes in the same room, sometimes using the same internet connection, and also to deal with our intern, which has been permanently with us. Our Labrador Retriever Sunny has been a permanent intern throughout the spring, summer, and fall. And I don't know who's getting tired of the internship, but I guarantee you he is very dependent on us as a result of his internship, as many big baby 13-year-old Labradors can be. So, but thank you for asking. We're doing fine, and we've luckily been very healthy and safe during this, and our families have too. So thank you for asking.
Awesome. All right. So this call or this conference is the lenders. So this is CUNA Lending Council. We have about 1,400 members of the council. Hopefully we'll have a great showing at our first virtual conference. This is our 26th annual conference. So one of my questions is, so you've got CUNA Lending leaders across the country. What thoughts do you have in terms of for our financial first responders, and how do we ensure that we remain relevant to our industry, and how do we make sure that we're really well prepared for a uncertain economy next year?
It's a great question. I think you used the phrase that I love using, and that's being a financial first responder. I think that's first and foremost. I would express gratitude for that, because that I like to talk about how we need to tell our story about the difference that we make in people's lives and in the communities we serve. And you can't do that without being present. You can't do that without being there for your members. And I think time and time again this year, we've seen how credit unions and lenders in particular, which are usually the folks who are on the other end of the line, maybe sitting across a socially distant table or standing outside just trying to figure out how to solve a problem for a member, to give them a lifeline, give them a line of credit that they can then use, maybe for their business, maybe to prevent something bad from happening, maybe to keep jobs going. And I can remember back to when we were 100% locked down. Credit unions are still there. That's why calling credit unions and lenders in particular the financial first responders, to me, is so spot on, because one of the first things people do during a crisis, and it could be the pandemic certainly, but it's also true in the hurricanes that we saw this year, or in the wildfires in the West, one of the first things that people do is they check on their money. Do I have what I need? Do I have the emergency savings? Do I have a line of credit to deal with something? It's one of the first things they check on, other than food and shelter and their own family members themselves. Do I have the money? And oftentimes that meant a call to a credit union, and they, I think, were probably surprised that we were open. We were open throughout all of this. In fact, there are so many examples where credit unions have been open when probably their own credit union professionals, their own tellers or lending officers or whatever it might be, when they were in peril themselves. And that's why being the first responder when it comes to finances is so key. And what did you do? Well, I mean, certainly you were doing many creative things. You waived fees, you forgave loan payments, you issued even low or no interest loans, you You made vital decisions that really were a stopgap, if you will, right? For people. In fact, it's interesting, we did a survey of all credit unions. What did they do? And we discovered that nearly 95% of all credit unions were offering loan modifications. More than 90% had waived fees. And the interesting number I thought, which you all will find, I think, fascinating, but relate to, is that we heard from credit unions that 86% of credit unions created something new, a new loan product during this pandemic to meet the needs of their credit union. So that's how I look at it, is just gratitude for being there, doing it creatively, doing it as a first responder when people's lives and peace of mind depend on it.
And we all worked really hard, especially during those scary days of the second quarter, on the both the PPP loans and just the millions of requests from members to defer payments. And mm-hmm. you're absolutely right. I agree 100%.
Well, PPP is a perfect example. I mean, here's a situation where, I mean, credit unions, our history is not commercial. I mean, that we have a great tradition. Don't get me wrong. We've got a lot of credit unions with a fantastic book of business when it comes to business lending. But that's not our bread and butter. That's not. And so, for credit unions to creatively jump in and embrace PPP, we're over $10 billion lend out through the PPP program as a result of that. And we estimate we saved probably over 100,000 jobs just from what credit unions did. Now, these are small loans, too. They're typically in the $30,000 average lending range. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. No, that's what we found, too. I can't agree more. Okay, next question. So recessions create both challenges and opportunities for credit unions. If you had any advice for credit unions as we're working through our 2021 planning, what would it be?
Well, we were born during adversity. I mean, I think historically speaking, when things are at their worst, credit unions often are at their best, because that's our DNA. That's how we were created back in the 30s, well, back in the turn of the century, let alone chartered finally federally, both state and federally in 1934. So we have this tradition of being born during adversity. And, I think we've seen, too, during a lot of these times of challenge, the Great Recession is a good example, that banks pulled back. They reduced their small business portfolios by 17% during the Great Recession. And while for that same period of time, credit unions increased their lending by 38%. So it just gives you a glimpse of And really a kind of a demonstration of when things are at their most trying, when things are challenged the most, credit unions are often asked to step up, and we can demonstrate time and time again that we do that, and we're going to need to. I mean, I think our economists, most you listen to, suggest that we're going to come out of this quickly. It's not going to be a U-shaped recovery at best. It's probably going to be maybe a swoosh, like a Nike swoosh, where it'll come out, but it's going to take some time. It's going to take some steady growth. It's going to take some investment. It's going to take some lending. It's going to take some risk. And that's what our folks see. So the relationships that credit unions have built up with their members, both commercial lenders, but just our run-of-the-mill, if you will, our normal consumer members, is going to be important, because the opportunities of the future will be created by entrepreneurs that have yet to emerge. So many of our small businesses have been decimated. In order for them to get back on their feet or to create whatever is next, they're going to have a financial partner to do that. And credit unions, I think, are in a good position to do that.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So staying with our members through thick and thin, is that's why we're here. And in a recession, if it gets worse, it's it's when they need us most. So
that's right.
That's where we absolutely need to make sure that we're here for them. And I agree with you in terms of the last recession and banks cutting credit lines and you know, the record number of foreclosures, and you really didn't see the type of behaviors from credit unions, because we really are designed to be different and we're here for our members. So I agree with you 100%.
Thank you for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Lending Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.